This episode is brought to you in partnership with Supply Chain Manitoba and the Manitoba Trucking Association, working together to support workforce development and a stronger future for the industry here in Manitoba.
Welcome to the Move Rural Canada podcast, where every week we showcase incredible businesses in rural and northern Canada. Businesses that are not only growing, but are looking to hire.
We're here to show you companies and communities outside of the big cities that are building stronger and more inclusive workplaces. Workplaces that want and are encouraging newcomers, immigrants, and refugees to work with them.
Let us be your guides to help you find the best places in Canada to not only immigrate, but build a career and settle.
I'm your host, Leah Mitchell.
And I am your co-host, Lindsay Rubinek.
Join us as we learn about all of the amazing career opportunities in places that you may not have ever thought of moving.
Let's get started. Hey everyone, welcome back to Move Rural Canada. And today we have a lovely guest from Northern Manitoba, Maggie Taylor. And she is the airport and infrastructure manager of Thompson Regional Airport. And so she is very well suited to discuss employment in regards to the Northern aviation sector. So thank you for joining us, Maggie.
Hi, thank you. It's a pleasure to join you today.
Yeah, we're really excited to have you on because I believe, Leah, correct me if I'm wrong, but Maggie is our first Northern guest for our podcast.
Well, she's our first Northern company. We did interview the PAW, but you're our first, workplace. So we're very excited because I'm a big believer in moving north for opportunities. So this is exciting. So,
yeah, and Leah and Maggie will have lots
We're north of the PAW, so...
Yeah. So you're actually the most furthest north then. Yes.
You definitely meet them. So Maggie, before we get on with it, can you tell us a little bit about the Thompson Regional Airport and what the company does at the industry, the size, who you employ? So just so our audience gets to know not only who you are, but what your company does and what it all involves.
We are, as the name suggests, we are an airport. We also have branched off into cold weather research and testing for vehicles and for equipments and different types of things. Actually, we're in the process of rebranding right now, so that's going to be coming up soon, which is exciting. But as an airport operator, so we operate the Thompson Airport, which is the second busiest airport in Manitoba. We have an incredible amount of flights annually. We service the northern communities that are either fly-in only or access only by winter roads. So as far as employment opportunities with us, we have, you name it. We have equipment operators. We have security guards. We have accounting people. We have administrative people. We have all types of people in our employment. Also, we're opening a brand new terminal building. So we're looking for electricians, we're looking for HVAC people, we're actually, and with our cold weather testing facility, we're expanding even more, looking for people to manage that site in the wintertime when the testers are here and that type of thing. So we're quite diversified.
And growing by the sounds of it, like you said, with expansion. And so when will the new terminal be ready?
The new terminal is actually scheduled to open mid-January to mid-February in there. It's Monday, so I haven't heard the latest update for this week, but
yeah, it always changes, I'm sure, right?
Be early 2026. How's that?
Yeah.
Nice. Well, that's good. Maggie, you just spoke about innovation and you were awarded cold weather testing. So that's, I think, a really interesting topic. If we could discuss that actually a little bit more in terms of people often think of rural and northern Canada as not being innovative or, awarded things, right? So if you could tell people what that is about and what you said and the type of employment opportunities that brings with it.
So we, at our facility here at the airport, we have, it's a large garage type, but it's more like a hangar that has been converted into a garage type. So we can test different types of vehicles. We also have cold chambers here. So if the weather doesn't cooperate, which we're finding with global warming, it's getting harder and harder to get those minus 40 days. Those vehicles or that equipment can go into the cold chambers and soak in there. And it, I believe it goes down to minus 35. Actually, Laura would be more the expert on the cold weather testing than me. So I'll have to give her a poke for that one. So we have other things that we have kind of on the back burner. Is there's been some discussion around testing drones and, you know, pilotless aircraft, that type of thing. So there is a lot of different things that can be tested in the north. And outside of, now this is not affiliated with the Thompson Airport, but it is a facility that is here, is the Jet Engine Test Facility. So there, this facility is about 10 kilometers south of town, and they actually test jet engines. I believe it is National Research Council, Pratt & Whitney, maybe, and one other organization is involved in that. But it's not just vehicles, it's not just, you know, there is more here, definitely more.
And there's still all of the airlines that come to the Thompson Airport as well, right? You have the testing, you have the airport, but you have all the, and I know that because my husband used to work for Comair. So there's all the different airlines as well, and you have multiple ones.
We do. We have Comair, we have Perimeter, we have, I believe, 5 medevac bases. So there is SkyNorth, Fast Air, Custom Helicopters has a trauma flight helicopter based here. We have Prairie Helicopters. There's North Star Aviation is a huge freight disbursement company. They fly freight into the northern stores in northern Manitoba and northern Canada. So, I mean, there is huge opportunity, and everyone in the north is screaming for employees. There was actually Manitoba Aviation Council just put on an introduction to northern aviation course here. Actually, we did it at Area 55, which is what we call our cold weather test facility. And it's to introduce young people from the north to different areas of aviation that they can go into. So there is, you know, aircraft maintenance, there is working as a ramp agent, there's pilots, there's all types of, there's working at the airport as an equipment operator. So there are all types of different areas that young people can go into in aviation.
So Mickey, do you, when you say that you have that specifically for the North, is there avenues that you guys are exploring to engage people that in other parts of Canada, perhaps? Because it sounds like you guys have lots of opportunity up North.
We absolutely do. And the Northern Aviation Program was actually, that is Manitoba Aviation Council and the Northern's,
Is that the Northern Sector Council?
Yes, the Northern Sector. Yes, thank you very much for that. We were involved in so much as we had the space to hold the program at the airport, which is exciting for the students because, of course, they can look out the window and see the planes come and go. And I mean, I know when I was young, that was the most exciting thing for me, was watching planes. And so we also take part in, we've taken on 3 students so we can introduce them to the things that our operators do here. So yeah, I mean, it's a great opportunity for people, young people from the north or young people looking to move north, because you know, there's definitely opportunity to become an apprentice AME or to work as an equipment operator at the airport, or to there's a pilot program that they have here in the summertime for students. They can learn how to fly. So that is the Atik Mason Indigenous Pathways Program, I believe it is called. And that is run all summer long here. And then those students get an opportunity to go on and get their, they come out with their private pilot license, and they have an opportunity to go on, take their commercial private, or sorry, a commercial license, and then come back and fly planes.
Well, and it's nice that people don't have to leave Thompson to get their education and training, right? I mean, it's, you know, it's a, what is it, 6-7 hour drive? Yes. Yeah. So, I mean, it's, and I mean, people do it, but at the same time, it's nice that you can stay close to home, you can get your training, and you can get a really good job and live in an affordable community. I always tell people, we bought our first house in Thompson, and it was a 3-bedroom bungalow. I mean, this was, you know, 20 years ago, but we paid $115,000. Now, we had to do work on it, but still, I mean, that was an amazing price looking back.
Absolutely. And Thompson is a very affordable place to live. And I mean, if you want to go shopping every weekend, Thompson is not for you. But if you love the outdoors, Thompson is the place to be. There is, you know, so much that can be done here.
So can you explain more, like, so what type of outdoor activities? Because Lee and I had just had a long chat about what you can do in the wintertime and how to prepare for it. So what type of activities do people usually do up north in Thompson?
In the wintertime, there is skidooing, there's ice fishing, there is Mystery Mountain Ski Hill. So there's downhill skiing, there's cross-country skiing there. There's cross-country ski trails around, not just outside of town, like just across the river. Skidoo trails, we have some of the best skidoo trails in Thompson. Between Thompson, you can go all the way to Flin Flon, Snow Lake. You know, you can go quite a distance, and they're all groomed. Ice fishing at Paint Lake, it's about a, I've done it, it's about a 35-minute skidoo ride through the bush and on some beautiful trails, and you get to see some beautiful landscape that you wouldn't normally get to see. And then you're on Paint Lake, and there's ice fishing, there's a marina there. A lot of people will just go to the marina just for lunch. It's a, you know, if you don't have a skidoo and you just want to get out for the day, it's a 20-minute drive on the highway. So there is so much to do. And I mean, then there's just the Millennium Trail. If you just want to go for a hike, you can go for a hike on the Millennium Trail. It's a beautiful trail that goes all around town. The majority of it is on the Burntwood River. And I mean, you're just out in nature, and you know, it's beautiful.
And I would add to that for people who are wondering, it's very much, I call it like the white shell. If you go sort of east in Manitoba, you know, that Kenora, that area, it's very much, you know, the beautiful rocks, the pine trees and all of that. And that ski hill is amazing. I remember going there and being like, I could not believe that was a beautiful ski hill. So it's great. Yeah. And there's lots to do too, you know, in the winter indoors in Thompson. There's lots of great, you know, I remember when I was up there, there was like a film festival, that there was all kinds of great activities that you could be very involved with in the community as well.
There is. And there's, well, I mean, I say it's been a couple of years, but it's actually probably been more like 10 or 15 years ago. They built the TRCC, so the Thompson Regional Community Center. There's the two arenas there. There's a big gym, there's a smaller fitness area for people to work out, and there's always all types of hockey or skating or programs going on at the TRCC. We actually are next year have our new pool built, which will be adjacent to the TRCC, so everything is going to be nice and close. Mm-hmm. If you've got, you know, one child that's in hockey, you can run the other one over to swimming lessons and that type of thing. So, I mean, there is definitely, I know when I first moved here, I moved here in 2000 for 5 years. So here I am 25 years later, still here. There was, you know, for your children, there's scouts, there's girl guides, there's all types of clubs and programs and that you can involve your children in. There's for adults, they're always looking for volunteers for a number of service clubs. I volunteered with Ducks Unlimited for years and years and years, but there's, you know, there is so much to do if you mm-hmm. want to get involved.
Yeah.
No, exactly. And it's a large size community, right? You guys are around 13,000, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. I believe it's just over 13,000 people that live in the community, but then there's all the people from the outlying communities that come in, they do their shopping, they have their medical appointments. It's a service center for them. So, I mean, it's a busy, busy place.
Well, that's good. So Maggie, let's expand on that. I know that there are interested people that are looking for new opportunities within Canada, and some of those are newcomers to Canada or those looking to get an education, and that may not be from Canada necessarily. And so there's UCN, which is yes. University of College of the North, and there's a campus located right in Thompson. You know, do you see a lot of people taking advantage of those opportunities? Have you noticed more diversity within Thompson, or what's your personal thought on that?
Absolutely. And UCN is, it was built around the same time as the TRCC. So it's actually attached to the Thompson Regional Community Center. And there is so many different programs that people can take. There's nursing, there's business, there's apprenticeship programs that you can take through UCN. And again, when we go back to these, the people in the north that maybe, you know, they move here with young children, and, you know, the children graduate high school. Maybe the kids don't want to go away. Maybe they want to take their education here in Thompson, and they have the ability to do that here in Thompson.
When we talk about, like you said, families and people moving, what would you suggest to someone who, say, is living in the South, or, say, living in Toronto, or even someone who's new to Canada, like a newcomer looking to sort of get better opportunities? Are there suggestions you would tell them to do, or things you would recommend them to do before they move, or things to research, or what are your thoughts on that for people who maybe aren't used to living in the North, you know, that sort of thing?
Honestly, I believe that you either love living in the North or you don't. There's no in between. You're either, I know for me personally, I am not a city person. When I go to Winnipeg for the weekend or to visit family, you know, 2 days and I'm crawling the walls. There's too much traffic. It takes me too long to get places and that type of thing. So kind of at the beginning, I had said, you know, if you want somewhere where you can go shopping on the weekend, Thompson isn't it, because you've got mm-hmm. very limited stores. But if you love the outdoors, and if you want, I mean, like you were saying, Leah, housing is very affordable here. If you want the ability to own a home or to start a business, there is Community Futures North Central Development Corporation. There's, you know, Community Economic Development Fund. There's all kinds of programs and loans that can be had for people that come to the North that maybe want to start a business, want to start a franchise. And there's a need for it here. Mm-hmm. There definitely is a need for it here. And I don't think that there is any business in Northern Manitoba that isn't screaming for mm-hmm. employees.
Well, and that's just that, you know, you might come up maybe one partner gets a job, but guarantee the other person will be able to find a job. That was exactly why we moved north. My husband was transferred to a different plane, and I was a new teacher, and I knew I could get a job in Thompson, you know, and we came up and had an amazing experience. I would say my second year, I was head of my department. That never would have happened down in the South.
No, you know? Exactly. And that's exactly it. There are types of opportunity within education, with the school district of Mystery Lake, with UCN, you know, there's valet, there's the mine here, there's all types of different opportunity for professionals and people that maybe aren't professionals but want to become professionals, mm-hmm. you mm-hmm. know, be it a trade or engineer, whatever. The opportunity is here in the North. For sure.
Maggie, so what you're suggesting is that even if you start out in an entry-level position, be it if you're somebody that relocates from a larger urban center from within Canada or a newcomer that arrives here, that there's opportunity to, you know, start, you know, at an entry-level position and move up.
Absolutely. I did it myself. I moved here from Saskatoon when I moved here. And I actually started out with the Thompson Airport as a statistician. So I worked 3 days a week part-time. I had little kids at home. And so that was back in 2001. So here I am, you know, 24 years later, and I'm managing this incredibly busy airport with so much opportunity here, not just with the airport, but with the companies that have bases here at the airport.
Do you think if you would have stayed in Saskatoon, you would have been given the same opportunities?
Not in a million years. Now, you also have to be willing to work for it too. I mean, there was lots of times where I put the kids to bed and then I did my courses online and that type of thing. So, I mean, but the point is, and especially now after COVID, there is that opportunity to do those things. It's a lot easier to get an education and do it virtually than it was 10 years ago or, you know, even 6 years ago.
Well, and in a flexible manner, right? So that if you need to work and, like you said, put your kids to bed, you can, you know, take one or two classes. You don't have to take a full course load, you know, and do things like that.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So if someone wants to apply at the Thompson Airport, or is there a certain process? Like, you know, I don't know. I think we're probably all the same generation where, you know, you went in and handed in your resume and introduced yourself. Is that still sort of a thing? Like, if people listen to this podcast, can they reach out to chat more, or is there a certain process that people should follow to apply or find out about upcoming opportunities, things like that?
They can absolutely pop into the office and drop off a resume. Or, I mean, the great thing about Thompson is, yes, there is 13,000 people here, but it's still very, very much small town. So if somebody popped in and said, you know, hey, I'm really interested in becoming an AME, say, you know, where would I drop off a resume, or who could I talk to? We would absolutely give them, you know, well, here's this person's name. They're with Alliance Maintenance, you know, give them a call. They can probably help you. So there's very much that small town, you know, help each other out attitude. I mean, we still do things the old fashioned way. You can also check our website. We do job postings on our website. We do job postings on our social media. But yeah, absolutely. Still back in the day, still works for us.
I still think it's the best way. In terms of if someone comes to Thompson, you know, we talked about affordable housing, but how is it in terms of, let's say, renting? Do you know, and no worries if you don't know so much in that realm, is that a challenge?
I don't know if it is a challenge or not. I'm really not familiar with it. Like, I mean, there are a lot of properties. Okay. As far as cost though, I'm not sure.
Okay. But there are places to rent. Like, it's there's not a huge shortage. Often we talk to people and they say it's hard to find a place to rent, but there is places.
There definitely is places. Okay. Yes. There's townhouses, there's apartments, there's, you know, houses, there's private landlords who have, you know, trailers or duplexes or that type of thing. So there are places to rent, definitely.
Is there a central housing board or anything that people can go to that you're aware of, or if it's more just like you probably have a Thompson Facebook? I believe you have a Thompson Facebook.
Yeah, we do. Like, there is a Thompson Rentals Facebook page, I believe. But yeah, most people, they will go on, say, the Thompson Facebook page, and they will, if they can't find anything, they will ask for. There's also, you can go to some of the real estate agents here will handle rentals for people that maybe, you know, they have a couple of rentals, but they no longer live here. But, you know, so they'll be the property manager for them. So, I mean, there are definitely options. And I mean, if you look on Facebook, again, on Facebook, there's always people advertising properties for rent.
Maggie, you know, before we wrap up, we still have a couple more questions, but I don't want to forget about asking you specifically. You had talked about you have many opportunities within the Thompson Regional Airport. And I hear often from young people or newcomers that, you know, they may not, that they don't have the qualifications that sometimes employers are looking for within a job. But can you give people tips in terms of, you know, maybe work ethic beats, you know, having a certain amount of qualifications, unless it's regulated, right? But so what kind of things do you look for in an employee, especially a new one that maybe doesn't have much Canadian experience, or a young person that wouldn't have much work experience that lives here in Canada?
We actually love people that don't have a lot of experience because we get to train them how we want them. Operating equipment at an airport is night and day from, say, operating a piece of equipment for the city. You know, there are all kinds of regulations regarding snow removal and that type of thing at an airport that you don't have to follow in a normal clearing a parking lot in the city, say. So we love it when we get people that have no experience because we can train them properly. And we have hired people that haven't even touched a loader, actually. And we've trained them right from the ground up. One of the other things that we have here, because we're located, we're about 8 kilometers from the city of Thompson, we actually have a water treatment plant. So that is another, now we don't have a full-time operator for it. We have, there's 4 of us that operate it. We take turns. But I mean, that's another, we pay for that training for people to, any specialized training like the water treatment plant, security guards. If we have somebody apply that they don't have their security guard license, we'll pay for that. So I think in the north you find there are a lot more employers who are willing to do that just to get the people. Also work ethic, showing up on time, you know, don't let your coworkers down kind of thing. Like, that is big, but yeah, we love people that aren't trained.
And is there too, I don't want to make any assumptions, but sometimes some businesses, the companies offer things like Northern allowance as well, right? Is that something?
Yeah, actually, for us, we have, it all depends on, most companies here are unionized, so they have a collective bargaining agreement. So we do have a Northern travel benefit in our collective bargaining agreement. So, and most companies in the North, you will find, do have that, or remoteness allowance.
Yes. Yeah. That's what I was thinking. Yeah.
Yeah. Most companies will offer that. It's an additional incentive to bring people North.
Well, and I know for me, it was, you know, I had a certain amount of days. If I wanted to keep, let's say, my medical doctor in the South, I could take days to go visit them. So I think it's for people who are worried about, well, what if I have supports I need to make? You know, most employers are very accommodating in the sense that, yes, we understand you might need to go South, you know, more often than normal just because of those appointments. So that's not something.
You find that more, for me personally, I know coming from Saskatoon to Thompson, employers in the North actually offer a lot more benefits to get people.
Yes, I absolutely agree. Yeah.
You know, and what would those benefits be?
Sick leave. You know, the extended health benefits, insurance, vacation time, the travel allowance or the remoteness allowance that we were talking about earlier. A lot of the employers in Northern Manitoba offer those types of incentives to get people in the North working. Mm-hmm. And a higher than average wage.
Yeah. And affordable housing. So, I mean, it's a win-win.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, you know, people, you know, you're hearing about it a lot right now, you know, like we're in a recession, or I don't know if we are, or we aren't, if we're actually not, or, and then you hear, oh, well, I can't find a job, or I'm underemployed, you know, I'm not getting paid, you know, what I think I'm worth. So I think Northern Manitoba has a lot of great opportunity in terms of, you know, in terms of pay, in terms of benefits, in terms of housing, and just recreational opportunities for everyone, right? So to say that and then not to look, you know, in places where people may not usually look, in places like rural and northern Manitoba. So I think it's, you know, looking at Thompson is a really great strategy for a young person or somebody that's newly arrived to Canada.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, even if you only come for 5 years, it can sometimes turn into 25.
I think there's a lot of people who, yeah, I knew a few people who were, I came for 2 years and now it's been 20. Yeah.
And you know what? Thompson has been fantastic to me. I cannot complain about my life here at all. I love the outdoors. I have been given a lot of opportunities in the 25 years that I have been in Thompson that I would have never, ever gotten had I lived south. Mm-hmm. So it's been,
that's awesome.
Thompson has been fantastic. It's been fantastic to me.
Yeah.
And to my kids.
Yeah. Yeah. No, and that's even great. Yeah. Even better. So we're winding up here. We always like to highlight something that's really, you know, to showcase. So if you were going to recommend a place in Thompson, so is it maybe like a location or a restaurant? Is there somewhere that you would recommend people make sure to go to?
Yeah. If we're going to come for the day, what would you tell us to do?
Yeah.
Well, I would probably tell you to go to Paint Lake Marina. That's what I would probably tell you. And I mean, regardless of whether it was summer or winter, but again, I love the outdoors. So if you had a vehicle, I would say take a drive to Paint Lake, have some lunch at the marina, you know, take a walk around the park. If you don't have a vehicle, I would say take a walk down the Millennium Trail. Check out our wolves statues have located around town, the Spirit Way. You know, there is so much to see. There is so much to see in the north. And I mean, it's a 5-minute drive and you can be in the middle of nowhere. And I mean, how often do you guys get to see a bear or a moose or a fox or a wolf on your way to work? We see it all the time.
Yeah, I do. I get to as well. I see probably and I'm not even over exaggerating, 2 to 3 red foxes every time, like every day. And so I looked it up and it means I'm adaptable. It has all these things, right?
Oh,
but
it's
just like, yeah. But yet you see, and then yeah, driving. It's fun because you do get to see bears, you do get to see moose, you do get to see all this fun stuff, right?
Yeah.
So it's better than just driving by and seeing building after building, like human after human, right?
Yes.
It's different.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Maggie, for coming on today and chatting about the Thompson Regional Airport, about Thompson, about what it's like to live there. You know, like I said, we're big believers in showcasing these opportunities because I don't think people really realize what's there for them. And so to have someone to come on and really speak about it, it's great. People can learn more and hopefully we'll have your information. We'll put your information out there and people can reach out if they have questions. So thank you everyone once again for listening. Was there anything you'd like to add, Maggie?
No, I just wanted to say thank you very much. And we look forward to welcoming some new people to Thompson. If you're listening, come on up.
Oh, I love that. Okay.
All right. Well, thanks everyone once again. And we will see you next time on the Move Rural podcast.
Until next time, live rural, live well.
If you feel this could assist other people like yourself, please like and share our podcast. As well, we will leave links below to the topics we spoke about today. Thank you for listening and join us next time to learn about another great company and community that is a great place to work and settle.